Natasha Khan leads the British all-female band Bat for Lashes. From Brighton, England, the band was nominated for the British Mercury Prize and were the odds-on favorite, losing out to the Claxons. The fuss was about the music on their debut album, Fur and Gold, which has a magical Kate Bush-like quality to it. The band's live show is also highly visual, and I asked Natasha if she always saw herself as combining the two, as she ended up majoring in both in college.
Well, I always studied art and visual side more, and music was very much a kind of private thing I was a bit shy about, and did that on my own in my room. And then, you know, the art grew. Then when I did music and visual art, I was kind of really pushing the music side because I felt that I'd already got the visual art to some level. And I think definitely in terms of being an artist that wants to create a universe, I think the visual aspect's really important to kind of follow it through and symbolise the music visually for people too. It happens naturally, I think, with the way, you know, we dress and the videos that I collaborate with directors on, and I do all the artwork, illustrations and stuff.
Is the place that really comes across the most on stage with how you set the lights and how you do everything, or is it? I mean, the videos are otherworldly, yeah, as well, but just actually, of course, websites now, same thing.
Well, I designed the website, and that's got sort of a lot of my illustrations from the album artwork and stuff on there, and live. I think I'm looking to do more theatrical things as time goes on, and we can afford to do that. So I think when we go back to London after this tour, there's a show there where I've made shadow puppetry cutouts for projection, so it's going to look like a huge shadow puppetry show almost on stage, and with a mini orchestra that I've arranged parts for. So it's kind of moving into a theatrical vein for sure.
Well, let's hear some of the music, and let's start with Tahiti. Anything we should know about this, the story of this? I've been trying to figure this one out.
Tahiti's actually a person I know.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. And he came on a tour with me when we all went as friends on a tour of somebody that I won't mention the name of. But we were kind of touring down the west coast of California, and at the time, everyone on the bus had just split up with like a long-term partner, and Tahiti was the latest one to have done so, and so was crying a lot. And it was a really sad time, but it's actually a song about the freedom of just being at point zero again and coming together in sadness and community.
Honey. creatures of the night on a highway of hope, the beauty that will leave each other tomorrow. Tahiti, we don't got no name. Tahiti, we don't got no home. Tahiti,
Tahiti from our guest Bat for Lashes, and we're talking with Natasha Khan about her music and hearing some extraordinary performances today. I guess Wizard was the first single you had out.
Yeah.
And people often talk about the fairy tale aspect of what you do, and perhaps it's from hearing this first. I mean, I hear that as part of it, but I also hear like the Shangri-Las in what you do. So,
yeah, I mean, it's so difficult to pin down influences, but I think that just in terms of my upbringing and having religion as part of the upbringing and things like that, I think that you learn to love stories and storytelling and the kind of tradition that humans pass down generations about, you know, archetypal figures in history or whatever, things like that. So I think storytelling has always been part of my life. But you're right, then it's kind of storytelling in the more modern sense of like the Shangri-Las, talking about, you know, teenage, weird, you know, difficult times, and relationships and sadness and dreams. And so there's like the David Lynch kind of aspect that I love, and then there's like the cheesy 80s kind of, you know, Heart and Fleetwood Mac and the Bangles all that kind of thing too. And then there's ancient chamber music and medieval instruments, and, you know, like, I don't know, it just goes on and on, and I like to put it all together.
I was going to say it goes on and on, and you managed to bring most of it into the music.
Yeah.
one way or another.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear that. This is Wizard. Thank you. Wizard, a live performance from Bat for Lashes, and we're talking with Natasha Khan about this music that's out on the debut album, Fur and Gold, which is out in the States on Caroline and been out in England for a while. And everybody thought you were a shoo-in for the Mercury Prize. Was that disappointing?
No, not really. It was actually quite a full-on thing to do, just in terms of being on mainstream TV, and like it's all very industry and it's quite scary. But I wasn't sad not to win at all. I think that this is my first album, and there's definitely a long way to go in terms of gaining confidence and all that kind of thing. It's a great album, and I'm glad that it got nominated, because a lot more people got to hear about it, and that's the main thing, is to get the music out there. But no, I think it's good to kind of remain the underdog for a little bit while longer.
Well, if you look back, sometimes you see that the people who have won the Mercury Prize, it doesn't always bode well sometimes.
Exactly. They talk about a kind of mystical curse.
Yeah.
The Mercury Album Prize curse, which luckily was not given to me.
No mystical curse. it's funny, you talk about different kinds of stories and myths, and it's. I was watching the video you have for What's Girl to Do, and you got your ET on this one. You finally got to do that.
Those
ET bikes.
Yeah, it was great.
ET was big in your pantheon?
For sure, yeah. I was listening to the ET soundtrack for about 6 months nonstop before that video. I think that it's just being, obviously, like we were talking about, a visual person. Through my upbringing, I think in the 80s, there were so many good fantasy films and children's films, but I think what makes the best children's film is one that has kind of dark undertones and can also relate to the child in an adult, you know, the child within. And I think E.T. is an amazing example of that. And just the kind of epiphany that there is when the child leaves kind of the safety of the home and they go out on their bikes, and there's that whole amazing sense of adventure, and it's frightening and it's exhilarating, and it's a conversation with something much bigger than yourself. And I think that so the video was obviously a very condensed version of, you know, my version of that feeling, but it was an homage, I suppose.
And yet the song is a relationship song about a sad point everybody gets to, I guess.
Yeah, well, the song, yeah, I mean, I think it was about like a breakup, but from somebody that I'd been with throughout my teenage years. So there's obviously that feeling of like moving on from safety and childhood and comfort. And, you know, like when you go out with someone that you're at school with and it's all very sweet and everything, and suddenly you realise that actually there's a big wide world out there and you could stay together if you wanted to just play it safe, but it's time to kind of move on into a scary place. And so I think that song in a relationship way symbolises a similar transformation.
We walked arm in arm, but I didn't feel his touch. The desire I first tried to hide, that tingling inside, was gone. And when he asked me, "Do you still love me?" I had to look away. I didn't want to tell. My bat lightning heart
That's What's a Girl to Do, another wonderful song from Bat for Lashes debut album, and we're getting a chance to talk with Natasha Khan about this music. Do people have a preconception for you that you're always listening to, you know, Renaissance Fair music and Kate Bush and and all this?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, obviously, I love Kate Bush. I think she is a queen of the highest order and amazing. And I do like all those kinds of artists that, you know, like the Bjorks and Kate Bushes and all that. Obviously interests me because that's my field, and it's interesting to me to learn and see what they've done before. But in terms of inspiration, it's probably much less cool than that. And you know, like as I was saying, like Prince and, you know, just kind of Madonna and stuff. Obviously when I was growing up, I liked those artists. I like pop music. And then when I went to university and I started listening to like Sonic Youth and Steve Reich and the Rachels and Tortoise and, you know, Godspeed You Black Emperor and all these crazy things, Sigur Rós, it just opened out this huge area of alternative music that I hadn't really touched on except for when I was, you know, 15 and I was really into Nirvana and the grunge thing. But you know, I don't skip around my house all day in tie-dye listening to the Fairport Convention or whatever, but I do have a very vast range of loves, and they're from very, very uncool to probably, you know, what people consider as cool.
You do a Tom Waits tune. Now, this is not a song that leaps out at you, but what a gorgeous find for you.
It's actually quite an un-Tom Waits style song, isn't it? It's
sort of my
the
God,
one
yes.
That's a little bit of the odd one out. I think I love Lou Reed, I love Leonard Cohen, Tom Waits, Neil Young, all of these men that kind of write beautiful lyrics, but the ones that I especially go for are where they kind of talk about relationships, but in quite a masculine sort of way. And I like to, when it's someone else's song, it does give you that space and freedom to interpret it how you want, but you have the safety of a structure and the lyrics.
And this is a very unsafe version of Lonely.
Lonely, lonely.
Lonely from our guest Natasha Khan, Bat for Lashes. And Natasha, thank you so much for playing live today.
Thank you.
Bat for Lashes, our guest Natasha Khan, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.